Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tea?
Welcome back to 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Brandt is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 14 years. He's the president of and chief executive officer of Development Specialists, Inc. DSI.biz is his website. Bill, you're part of your world is in the world of politics, and you're a pretty well-known operative, especially on the Democrat side of the House. There was this thing called a caucus in Iowa yesterday that they had on both sides of the aisle.
Let me write that down. Is that T-A-U-C? My God.
When did this happen? What a wacky way to hold a primary. I've never understood why they don't change that. But and the Democrats do it differently than Republicans. That's what's crazy. So anyway, the caucuses were held. Iowa is the first, the opening salvo of the primary season, and they're pretty proud of that. And they, what do they say? Three tickets out of Iowa, and so it looks like the Democrats are going to get two tickets out, and the Republicans are going to get three out. So we got most folks probably know by now that Cruz won, Trump came in second, and 1 point behind him, Rubio.
Well, and actually, Cruz, I mean, there was a matter, I don't mean to disparage Cruz's victory, but I think there were more votes cast for Cruz than have ever been cast for a Republican candidate in a Republican caucus.
They had
the same for Trump. I mean,
they had a 50% increase in turnout.
Yeah, and the variance in votes among the top three is about 3,000 votes. So, yes, somebody won, but three of them were bunched at the top.
Well, I agree. No. I don't think Trump. I mean, Cruz should think it was of a mandate. And frankly, I don't think Trump should feel like he didn't win because he didn't do the ground game that Cruz did. I think the big winner on the Republican side is Rubio.
I don't debate you, and I think that I'm not sure there are three tickets out of New Hampshire. I think that there are people who needed to survive. I'm sorry, out of Iowa. I think there are people who needed to survive Iowa to be viable in New Hampshire. You saw that Huckabee's concession speech was very cute. He said he was getting out because of illness, and then there was a pause, and he said that's because the voters are clearly sick of me, so, which I thought was one of the nicest and
pretty cool. Well, I think there's. Now, of course, you're the pro more than me, but I think there's three tickets out of Iowa for the three Republicans. I think there'll be three tickets out of New Hampshire. I don't think there'll be three out of South Carolina, though.
No, and I guess what I was trying to say in a not very straightforward manner is there were three tickets out of Iowa, but those are not necessarily the same three tickets out of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will see a scrambling of this a bit, not wholesale, but establishment candidates, if you want to phrase it that way, Kasich, mm-hmm. Christie, Bush, they can get out of Iowa and not do well because, frankly, if Iowa was dispositive, we'd be saluting President Santorum and President Huckabee.
That's right. All right, let's quickly, I want to get over to the Democrats. I know you don't want to talk about this, but
I'm happy to talk about it.
So, okay, pretty much a dead heat, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's the way you got it.
Between Clinton and Sanders.
I think that the tally of delegates awarded was a dead heat or just a couple differences. I mean, Hillary did win. There is no mathematical argument about that, but it was by the skin of her teeth, and I think anyone on their campaign who doesn't admit that is sleepwalking.
What do you take from that?
That we got to get better. If you're Hillary, we got to get better. We got to reach out to the young. My wife, who is formerly a Senate press secretary, has for a year been telling me that if you look at these websites for the youth, that a lot of folks were out there doing them, and Hillary just sort of took them for granted as if her candidacy as a woman would attract millennials because it was something different, as was Barack's in 08. Well, that's not the case. You got to work it.
When I talk to some of the young people, the 20-somethings in my life, they tell me that their friends are breaking right down the middle for Trump and for Sanders. If they're Republican, they're breaking for Trump. If they're Democrat, they're breaking for Sanders.
You know, and I don't disagree. I shades of John Anderson, Gene McCarthy, you know, Howard Dean. There is always an insurgency, and as you recall, Dean won Iowa. You know, there's a lot of tracking to do this, but things will. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Things will settle down, and in my mind, and I could be horribly wrong, but I don't think so.
What do you think about Hillary now, basically tied out of Iowa? She's projected to lose New Hampshire. Surely she'll win South Carolina, but she's going to have to wait a long time if she's going to break out. She's got to wait a while, doesn't she?
Remember, there's Nevada in there too, and Nevada.
I know, but that's after South Carolina, though.
But right on the heels of it, I think all of a sudden, if you get out of Iowa and if you get out of a state that borders Vermont, where Bernie has strength, Bernie's going to have a hard time. What I was about to say is, look, I've been around doing this a long time. Nothing would surprise me. But I think when you take a calm look at history, the idea that the Democratic Party would nominate a 74-year-old socialist who isn't really a member of the party yet does seem to beg reality in the long run. It does send a message to Hillary, and I am sure that there are people who are happy to send a message to Hillary, as they always are to the front.
But what does that say about the party, though, Bill?
You know, but it's the same thing about the Republicans. I think that what the voters every so often in each party rise up and do is basically say, you're taking us for granted, and we want you to know that complacency is not a position that we want you to be in.
Here's a question. Do you think Sanders can be competitive in New York and California?
No.
Interesting. I don't know if he can be competitive in Iowa.
I was a different place by racial composition, by ethnic composition.
That's a good point. You make a good point. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about another issue, completely different, with our good friend Bill Brandt. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.